I was an English major in college, and one of my first assignments was a paper on the 19th century poet Lord Byron.
Writer Karen Anderson.
I didn't have a clue what to say about Byron, so I used a bunch of scholarly books from the library and received a grade of C+. I was stunned. I'd never received such a poor grade in English before. This was my major, my specialty, my love. So I went to see my professor to find out what I'd done wrong. "You used somebody else's ideas," he said. "I already know what the critics think. I want to know what you think." What I think? I didn't think I had any thoughts about Lord Byron that could possibly be original or valuable. My professor insisted otherwise. Still, years later, when I was writing a weekly column in my local newspaper, I began each column with a quote from a famous person. Finally, a professional writer told me to get rid of the quotes. "Your ideas can stand on their own," he said. Guess I had to learn that lesson more than once. Some lessons are like that, especially the big ones, like trust yourself.